Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie English. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. English moves to third. Kress moves to second. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Group settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Norman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norman. Rogel moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and has Rogel trapped. There's the throw to Hayes and over to Kress, who tags Rogel for the out. Richardson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 1 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. Daljak moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Kress moves to third. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-1 in the game. Gregory strikes out. There goes Grubb. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive towards second. Hayes catches it and tags Rogel out, for the double play. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie English now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0 for 2 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 3 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogsett bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to second with Kress covering, to double up Hayworth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the mound. Hogsett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. English hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dahl Jack. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Red Kress now playing third base. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a line drive towards third. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Webb reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0 for 3 in the game. Gregory hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Gregory reaches second base with a double. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 4 in the game. Norman bunts towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gregory moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Daljak. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Gregory scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 4 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk now playing center field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.